Wait.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Welcome to your Friday. We did it.
Yes,
we made it.
Yes.
17 degrees, 27 this afternoon, 28 tomorrow, 29 Sunday. Next week, it's 30 and 30 to kick it off. We're getting back into the heat, which is great.
Good.
And it's rain-free weekend, it looks like. So that should be fan-flippantastic. Just a little bit of cloud Sunday morning. So if you're a little hungover, it's great. You just get to stay inside and snuggle up and watch our favorite show, Selling Sunset,
Damn, which is back.
I was so
excited to talk about that brand new season.
So pumped. So that's on Netflix. And if you haven't seen it before, imagine Real Housewives mixed with the best house porn you've ever seen in your life.
Oh,
it's amazing.
So good.
It's so good. Check in with everybody. Jax, what's on your mind today?
Don't we have a community GTA? I want to give a shout out to my neighbor. I had one neighbor left who didn't like me, I didn't think, but yesterday he let me borrow his hose.
Oh.
Yeah, and he kind of still gives me cut eye when I have people over, but he let me borrow his hose, so things are looking up. And you know what? I know the pandemic has been terrifying, but I want to thank the pandemic because a lot of neighbors are getting along now. So thank you from my heart and my tomato plants, neighbor, who I don't know your name.
Producer Jesse.
It seems like all of our favorite pop stars have just been sitting inside making new music. Because today we get Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B. Last week we got Taylor Swift. And next week we get new Miley Cyrus.
I love Miley Cyrus so much.
She said almost embarrassed.
It's just like the way I feel about her is... It's unreal.
What was the first song that did it for you?
Party in the USA was just it got my blood pumping, yeah.
Wow.
It wasn't the Hannah Montana theme song?
Yeah. No, I didn't really like Hannah Montana. I felt weird about it. But when she was like down to party, I was like, all right, Miley, I'm going to mess with you now.
Wow. Yeah. For me, 7 Things I Hate About You.
Okay.
So.
Wait. Okay, hey, let's not start it off this way.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin.
We could have a feature every day called Influencers/YouTubers Need to Be Stopped.
Enough is enough.
Everybody's got their favorite YouTubers. Like Jax, every morning, just around like the second commercial break in the 8 o'clock hour, starts watching David Dobrik videos.
No, it's not every day, okay? I just like to learn about what he's up to. I love David Dobrik. He's so good.
He's awesome.
So pure.
And some guys on YouTube became famous because they were doing prank videos. Now, a lot of prank videos are fake, and I'm sorry to ruin that for you, but they're pretty obviously fake.
And they're mean.
Yeah, but they're also, you know, they're done with actors, so it sort of doesn't really matter. There are still people trying to pull prank videos that are real. And the issue with that is that every time you pull off a prank, you have to outdo it.
Yeah.
So it's sort of a race to see how edgy things get, and then you come up against a lot like these two guys. They're YouTube and TikTok stars, Alan and Alex Stokes, 23 years old. These guys... were just charged with felonies following incidents last year where they were alleged to have posed as bank robbers running away from crime scenes. So it's sort of a funny concept because one of the stunts, they're called the Stokes twins, by the way, they called an Uber and they were dressed as you would think a bank robber would be. So toques and all in black. And they're carrying big duffel bags that are full.
Sketchy as hell.
And they tell the Uber driver that their getaway vehicle hadn't shown up. And so the Uber driver refuses to take them.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, because people saw them dressed like that and acting like that, because they would run out of a building and to the Uber driver, police surrounded the car and made the Uber driver get out at gunpoint. So he was released only when they found out that he hadn't been involved in the prank. So here's the thing. That happened. But they had a shooting schedule to keep. So later that day, they do the exact same thing on a university campus. The exact same thing. So the cops surrounded them, warned them. They apologized to the Uber driver. And then they do the exact same thing that afternoon. And this time, it was in front of a bunch of students, and they received a ton of emergency calls regarding a bank robbery that was taking place. And so the police got really, really upset with them, obviously. And this past Wednesday, They were charged with one felony count of false imprisonment, affected by violence, menace, fraud, or deceit, as well as a misdemeanor count of falsely reporting an emergency in connection to the 2019 pranks.
Put these goblins in jail. Like, we are literally...
Put them in jail.
There are people in jail for far less.
There are.
Listen, but put these goblins in jail. Teach them a lesson. These... trolls are zipping around during a pandemic. I've had enough.
Do you not know anything about YouTube?
Do you know nothing? Listen.
If they go to jail, they're going to do 45 days of vlogs.
No.
About what their jail experience was like, what the food was like, what it was like going to the bathroom in front of each other because they have that weird toilet that just sort of sticks out there. You know that's what's going to happen.
Okay, here's my...
This only encourages them.
Judge Jaxie, okay? I'm going to sentence them to this. They have to go to jail for 6 years.
Okay.
And I know it's aggressive, but learn your life. Okay. 1 year. And they can't gather content. Yep. You heard it here.
Honestly,
first.
If you want to punish them, prevent them from having a YouTube channel.
No gathering of content. Well, Muppets. That's enough.
99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Well, Toronto is now the fifth most expensive transit city in the world. Hooray! Yeah, so residents in Toronto who average a $3,532 budget a month would need to pay 4.2% of their salary on public transportation passes. As we know, it's very, very expensive, except when you're in a pandemic and not going anywhere. Also on the list, we got London, Istanbul, and Dublin, and then Toronto. So, I mean, is that a good list to be on? No, but at least we're zipping around, right? Speaking of TTC, we got a bunch of closures happening this weekend, especially if you're expecting to bop downtown. Line 1 is going to have a ton of closures, including between St. Clair and Union. There will be shuttle buses in effect, and it's just going to be going down all day tomorrow. So Sunday should be fine if you're hoping to go downtown. And Toronto's getting another big, building pretty much at Yonge and Girard in the college area there. We already have the huge Aura building, which took 17,000 years to build, but it's beautiful. It's the biggest residential condo building in Canada. And across from it, we're also going to be getting another mega condo. But this one is going to have a live music venue in the bottom of it.
That's ridiculous.
Now, if you think to yourself, what is live music? I can't remember that. It's been decades. That sounds like something that happened in March. By the time this building is built, we should probably, hopefully, have live music back. I'm walking on words like hopefully and potentially and
maybe.
It sounds like it's going to have 406 condo units in the building. It looks from the plans absolutely beautiful. So we'll see that hopefully by 2078.
I kind of wish that it was upstairs, not downstairs. Wouldn't it be cool to like do like a rooftop condo like concert? Wouldn't that be cool?
You know what? Good thing we have a ton of buildings around Toronto.
Did somebody do that? That'd be great. Exactly
that feature.
Do they?
Yeah, the Thompson.
Do they actually have like a concert venue up there though? Or is it just, it's just a club, isn't it?
It's just like a bar, I guess.
Yeah, like I've been to that. But like, I'm talking about like a full like amphitheater.
Okay, why don't you make it happen?
Why not?
Bud?
There's
why
8 million
happen,
of them.
Okay?
Come on.
That's what's trending and I am Jack.
Tell me something good.
We all need a little bit of good news. Jax, you want to kick us off today? Because you are the ray of sunshine.
I sure do, gentlemen. If you are thinking, oh my goodness gracious, what am I going to do with my weekend? Selling Sunset. Hope I didn't steal one of your stories here. Selling Sunset Season 3 is finally out. So if you are looking for sass, you're looking for drama, you are looking for trouble, and you're looking for beautiful real estate listings, and also even more drama, the third season just dropped today. And like... I usually make fun of the boys here, producer Jesse, Adam Wilde, and TJ, because they love reality television, all of them. I got hooked on this a couple months ago, and I can't stop. It's so good.
It's so good.
Listen, we're living in a trash fire, and it's nice to have something that's funny, you know?
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Good. So enjoy. Also, tweet me, Instagram me, tell me how you feel about the new season when you binge watch it by Monday.
Producer Jesse.
1 week from today, we will be sitting here bopping our heads because the new Miley Cyrus era
she is
will
coming.
Have begun. Her new single drops next Friday, Midnight Sky. It's going to be a little ditty. It's going to be a bop, and we're going to love it.
Wow.
I got out of a chair. I'm dancing.
Yeah, you know what?
There's no music.
But so here's the thing with Miley is that when she comes back for a while, right?
Yeah.
Are we ready for a couple years of Miley?
Listen, she is sober. She is healthy. She is ready. I'm here for it.
Okay.
And also, if you haven't ever watched if you haven't watched the cover of Jolene by Dolly Parton,
Miley Cyrus, it's so good.
It's like years ago. You are missing out, and it'll change your life. Okay, I gotta cool it. I gotta go.
Well, Jax took my story, but that's okay.
I know I did. I saw you looking at your computer.
I was like, damn it. Well, it's okay, though. You know what? I got something else. Got a little backup. I just want to let you know. This weekend, and this is way less exciting than Jesse and Jax. However, we're hitting 30 3 days in a row. We're going to hit it today. We're going to hit it tomorrow. We're going to hit it Sunday.
You're talking about the weather?
Oh. I'd have nothing else. Okay. You took my story.
It's going to be hot, guys. It's the summer.
I was going to make it the Leafs this morning, too, but I can't do that.
No?
Those Blue Jackets. Hey, go
team.
At least
they're playing tonight, so.
Hockey.
I know. I'm so depressed. Virgin Mornings. Confessions. Nothing like a little early weekend confession. I love these on Fridays because it's always sort of hopeful, and on Monday, it's sort of regretful.
Yeah, Mondays can get dark sometimes.
They can. Yeah. Frank! Hey, my secret was that I'm in love with my best friend.
Aww.
But I told her.
Uh-oh.
And she said, you ready?
Don't.
Oh, you're a great friend. No, I'm sad.
Can we filter this better? Like, I don't want to hear this. This is sad.
You know
good
what?
Good luck to both of them.
I also have to say, Frank, good on you for texting that. You can text secret to 999999 at any time, by the way, throughout the week, if you would like to submit your secret. Kayla.
Freaking bummer.
By the way, yeah, all these names are changed. I stood in line for 40 minutes to get into Good Life this week.
No way.
When I finally got inside, my body was like, nope, you have not worked out for 5 months.
Oh, no.
And I was out of there in 30 minutes.
Yeah, because you get an hour max.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, you have to make the reservation. So if you're standing in line for a Good Life, do your stretches, work on your calves.
She said she's going back today.
Okay. Try again. If at first you don't succeed, try again.
Nina. Yeah. Again, not a real name. I'm a little late on this, but I tried the White Claw thing for the first time last night, and it was bad.
You know what?
Truly one of the grossest things I've ever had.
So White Claw, because they made like a huge debut in Canada. Everyone was like, Claw's the law, man. I'm addicted. And now people are like, I actually don't like it that much.
Yeah.
It's like I've had it. It's acidic. It's super acidic.
Yeah. I think what it is is that, you know, it was huge in the States first.
Yes.
And it's sort of like Americans like their alcohol very different than we do. We expect ours to taste, whereas they're like, hey, it's super light water beer and super light
water beer.
White Claw beer.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, no, it's just different tastes, you know, that imaginary border that we have.
Yeah.
That means it's a big difference. So, yeah, White Claw, I'm with you. It's not that great.
Yeah.
Andrea, I went to the crane collapse downtown yesterday so I could take a picture of it and post it on Instagram. I had no business being there other than for some IG clout.
Yeah, this is not...
I actually know somebody who was running down River Street and it collapsed behind her.
She did it.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, it was her fault.
She made it. she did it.
No,
she's responsible.
Yeah.
I didn't get that at
first. She pushed it.
That's dark.
That's dark. And since I do the traffic, that's still closed, by the way.
Oh, good.
River
Thank you.
Dundas
Thank
is
you.
Still closed. I just read that in my email.
Appreciate that, Jack.
She's a journalist.
Way, always you can submit your secret, text secret, and your name to 999999.
Virgin Mornings. With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Canada's Wonderland water parks are going to stay closed for the rest of the season. So in a recent announcement about Canada's Wonderland opening, the company has said, on several occasions, our park has submitted to the Ontario government a comprehensive reopening plan featuring physical distancing, capacity controls, and stringent health, safety, and hygiene protocols that meet or exceed all requirements set forth by the Ontario government for business to open. However, due to a recent delay, we're unable to open our water park. So it sounds like it's not going to happen, and, you know, they tried their best.
It's expensive, too. Like, think about how much water you have to put in there and how much you know what I mean? Like, at this point, it's like, it's August already. Just let it go, and hopefully they can open up for, you know, Halloween Haunt and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, the fun stuff. And then the Christmas market, which was amazing last year.
Yeah, you love the Christmas
market. Oh, my God. It was awesome. I went with producer Jesse, and we had a romantic time. And it was actually really cool. Really, really cool. So hopefully socially distanced and everything.
You sound like a little Christmas elf.
Dude, it was awesome. I'm telling you, it's romantic and nice.
Listen, White Moose Cafe in Dublin has had enough with influencers, and this popular restaurant in Ireland has said, like, listen, if we see folks who are violating quarantine for the purpose of content, we're going to kick you out and we're going to call you out. They said, if we are made aware that an influencer is in our cafe during their 14-day quarantine period, they will be removed from the premises immediately, and we will call the police. Like,
there is a bit of a backlash to influencers going on right now.
You know, influencers are in trouble, but you know what influencers are doing?
What?
Making a lot of money right now.
They are. There's apparently a big thing on TikTok with some of the big TikTok celebrities in LA because there's a TikTok house that they live in.
Oh, yes.
So what's happening is they're throwing these big parties, and low-key, there are actual YouTube gossip sites, like channels completely devoted to gossip just between the YouTube and TikTok community. Apparently 30 to 40 of them have low-key tested for COVID, like, which is a massive problem in California right now. But they obviously don't want to admit that publicly because they also were posting pictures of themselves partying.
Gotta get the content, dude.
It's crazy.
And listen, we're about to lose some more privileges, okay? We gotta stop going to Healy Falls and messing it up. So Healy Falls, this is like beautiful area around Wasaga, and it, yeah, of course, is, you know, waterfalls. It's like a really popular day trip area, and the officials, park officials, have said, like, people are messing it up. There's garbage. There's people illegally camping. There's people illegally parking. There's public defecation, as we saw with Trinity Bellwoods. Like, people are making a mess out of it. So I guess police and officials will be upping their presence and will be ticketing. And we're this close to turning this car around, okay? So please respect it. It's beautiful. That's what's trending on Jax.
Thanks, Jax.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Jax is about to be angry about a date I'm going on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You might be too. And I want to know if you think this is crazy, okay? Because, Jax, your reaction to it was, when I suggested it to you,
excuse me? And I'm so interested to see how you're going to spin this.
Okay, so, all right. So, I'm going on a date tonight with someone who is gainfully employed.
Yeah.
At least that's what their Bumble profile says.
Yeah, that's what you're
saying. So, I'm hoping. Gorgeous, funny. Never met her before.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Good banter.
Sure. Yeah.
Very funny.
Really
very
good.
Witty.
Really good. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. So all those things are. But here's the problem. My lifelong true love, the Toronto Maple Leafs, are playing their second half of a back-to-back tonight. Now, yesterday was so disappointing. So disappointing. But my suggestion to Jax yesterday when I told her about this was, hey, like,
No.
See,
okay.
What did I say?
Can I take her somewhere where the game's playing? Is exactly what you said. And I do believe you're taking her to a pub tonight.
We are, but it's a patio. There's no TVs on it.
You know that every patio in the city has TVs on it right now. I know you know that. And Adam Wilde, I love you so dearly and have for years, but like, I've gone out for dinner with you during various sports games, and you look over my shoulder. You're like my dad or my brother. You just look right past me. And if you do that to the sweet darling tonight, like...
Okay, but you can understand, like, it's the playoffs, right? Tonight could be their last game.
When did the season begin? Like, I don't understand what's happening in sports.
Well, see, we had this global pandemic thing, which delayed everything.
So
then they brought it all back, and that's what they're doing.
I feel like the pandemic has taught us so many things, and it's seizing the moment, living life, you know, priority rechecking.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you being like, gotta go to the pub to watch the games, isn't what you should have taken out of.
All right. I'm going to bring producer Jesse on.
Okay. Yes. No, he likes sports too.
Yes,
don't do that.
He does. And producer Jesse and I are best friends in heaven for a long time. Or at least I consider him a best friend. I'm not sure how he feels about me.
Yeah, you never know
about that. So, Jesse.
Yes.
What would you say to your best pal about something like
this? Jesse's tender too, so keep that in mind.
Adam, you have no obligation to this stranger. Cancel the date.
No.
Watch the game from home and enjoy your hockey.
Wow.
Like, this is a first date, dude. Like, no. 999-999. I need to know if Adam is making the wrong call. Like, okay, got a text from the 647. Hell yes, go somewhere that's playing the game. I don't know who it
is,
but
I'm an impression of their voice.
Because his name is Brent. That's what I'm assuming right now. He's Brent.
All right. So 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. Okay. I just want to know what you would do or what you have done. Okay, so
be a good major human. Be
major
a good
event
human.
Happening, but you're going on a date. Do you change the date? Do you try to watch the game during the date? Or do you just ignore it and go, you know what? I planned it for this night and I gotta go through with it.
Like, I know how often you pee. Just go check Twitter. Like, just go check Twitter in the bathroom. Mind your business.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin.
So the situation is this. Okay, so first date for me tonight with someone I've never met before. Okay? Seems really cool. From what I understand, gainfully employed, which is important.
She's a babe.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
But the Leafs are in the second half of a back-to-back tonight, and it's the playoffs, and it's kind of important. Right? I mean, if you saw last night's game, which I stayed up for and was so disappointed by, you know how important tonight's game is. So my question is, and I was saying to this Jax yesterday, I'm like, it's a back-to-back, so shit, like, do I change the date parameters so I can at least, like, catch the game a little bit? And Jax was very upset with me.
I think that you should go on the date. She sounds like she's incredible.
You're being a lot nicer than the text messages are being. But first, let's get to Heidi.
Oh, my God.
What did you want to ask about this?
When did you make this date?
I think it was last week.
Okay, that's all right. That's fair enough. Now, here's the thing that I kind of agree with you, that it's okay to go and watch the game. Because
Heidi,
you might as well show your true... Well, he's got to show his true colors.
Thank you, Heidi. I got to be my true self.
I know, but...
Yes! You got to let her know what she's getting into. Otherwise,
right.
She's going to think, I've got this great guy. He took me to this, like, on this amazing date.
And I have a hockey podcast. I have a hockey podcast, and I have to watch hockey all the time.
But I need, you know what I think, Heidi? I think I need to clarify the fact that Adam doesn't just passively watch hockey, and he won't be able to focus on two things at once because he's never been good at that. He will literally be on the table screaming and ignoring her, okay?
Okay, now if she's done her research on Adam, then she would know this information. And she should be prepared.
No, Heidi, come back to my side.
I hope she hasn't done any research, and I hope...
welcome to the world of dating. She's done her research.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't even...
Oh, yeah.
If she's as smart as you think she is, then she's done her research.
Oh, okay. Because I have done zero research on her, so I don't know what that says about me.
Heidi, thank you so much. I love you. Thank you so much for listening to the show, honey.
Yeah, Heidi, you rule.
Okay.
So I don't feel so bad after that. What are the text messages saying?
So any text, a lot of people, first of all, think you're going to be on the next episode of Ghosted. Yeah. Text from the 647. If the game was that important for you to watch, why did you schedule a date with a stranger on the same day? Therefore, you owe it to her to go on a date and not try to look at the screen. First of all, nobody owes anybody anything, but I do agree with that.
No, just if you're going to go on a
hang
date,
hang out with her.
Pay attention. Yeah. I'm with you. Okay. I'm with you. But if I had a gentle glance.
You don't, Adam, nothing about
shoulder,
you is gentle.
Well, they're, you know, okay. Making an order, looking at the menu or something.
Text from the 289. I would just tell her, LOL, my man loves sports and I have no issue going somewhere where I can eat and watch the game as long as they serve cocktails. Get it. And then this text
get
from
it.
The 905 from Streetsville. The guy I'm seeing changed our date and I'm pissed. It's qualifiers, not the finals. Relax, Adam.
Because if you don't qualify, then you don't get to the playoffs. By the way, that person you made fun of in the last break, do your guy impression. Do your guy impression.
I just got to watch the game at the pub.
Yeah, okay. So you did an impression of somebody. You're like, I think that's got to be a Brent. Her name was Shannon. So she texted us.
Yeah, she was like, excuse me.
Thanks for making fun of me, Jax. So I don't think, here's the one thing we have not come up with, all right? Yeah. We don't have the conclusion.
Yeah.
What do I do tonight? Do I change the date? Do I change the location so I can watch? Or do I just go suck it up and deal with it?
She's so beautiful.
Text us at 999-999.
So
we're going to count the votes up. And after Lady Gaga, we'll have the answer.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's results time. What do you do when the Leafs are playing tonight and you're going on a first date and you're not sure if you should reschedule or go to a place where you can actually watch the game? I mean, you could always throw it up on your phone, too, right? Just have that playing on the salt and pepper shakers.
Adam,
just leave it on the table, on the patio.
Like,
volume down, Jax. Wouldn't have the volume up. This is my predicament.
Down.
This is my...
Like,
you can't. I control the volume.
Yeah, you do.
The predicament that I am in is that, you know, this could be potentially the biggest game of the Leafs season. And
it's always the biggest game of the Leafs. Like, that's all I hear
is
you say.
Big.
All year.
So Jack says, absolutely do not to go on the date, set your PBR, whatever. She's Jesse, beautiful. Our producer, is like, screw the date, man. It's the Leafs.
Reschedule.
Yeah, who's going to
You guys do a hockey podcast together. You can't bring him on this.
We do. So, and we have had, and I'm not kidding here, 8 billion texts.
People are upset.
I can't believe that. Yeah. So, some people are upset and some people are in my corner. Producer Jesse has taken all the calls, taken all the texts, and... What is the suggestion?
The suggestion is find a location where the game will be on.
Wow. Yes.
But still go on the date.
Oh, I think, yeah. Okay.
Okay, you know what? I call a recount.
Okay. Why are you calling a recount?
That's a biased.
What do you mean? He's biased?
I just tallied the numbers.
I don't know about that.
Are you accusing producer Jesse of ballot stuffing?
You know what? I'm out of here.
Wow.
Okay? I'm glad I'm on vacation next week. Let me tell you what.
So I'll tell you Monday how it all goes.
Okay. Good mornings.
With what's trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Beep, beep. If you're heading for the DETC this weekend, it's going to be a little bit slower, so you should anticipate these closures starting tomorrow, Saturday, August 8th. Stations between St. Clair and Union are going to be closed due to signal upgrades. That's only going down for the Saturday. So shuttle buses will be running, but St. Clair to Union, so if you're heading downtown, going to be a little tricky on the TTC. Keep that in mind. Toronto, speaking of transit, is the fifth most expensive transit city in the world. Hooray! Gotta pay for those track signal upgrades. Okay, so the residents in Toronto who on average net, $3,532 a month, would need to pay 4.2% of their salary on a public transportation pass. And we are, we're in pretty good company or terrible company, I'm not sure. The top five cities that have the most expensive transportation services are London. London's super expensive and they have an incredible infrastructure. Dublin, Istanbul, and then we've got Toronto. So
wow. If you take the subway in London, you're going to be like, what are we paying for?
Yeah,
here?
I know. It's crazy. And what is it? Oyster?
Oyster
that
Pass.
They have Oyster Pass and it's so cool. Yeah. And you can, I heard that you can take the subway, the tube in London to outer space. That's how good it is. That's what I heard. Nope, got nothing from Adam. Okay.
Was that?
That was a joke.
So it was supposed to be funny. I'm kidding. I'm just giving you a hard time.
In other news, besides Adam being a jerk, Toronto could be getting a massive skyscraper with a music venue in it. So Yonge and Gerrard, a.k.a. where the Aura building already is, which is actually the largest residential building in Canada with 79 floors. That thing is massive and beautiful. It could be going right across the street from that. They're going to be opening a music spot called Club Blue Note when they build this humongous building. It's going to have 406 condo units and then Club Blue Note in it, which, listen, by the time this bad boy's built, live music's going to be back and we're going to be dancing. And it's like actually a really, really cool idea.
And so. It's nice because it pulls some people out of Yonge and Dundas.
Yeah.
Right? It's just a little bit north of there where there's lots of restaurants, there's lots of stuff to do. There's like that rooftop Boston Pizza there, which is actually kind of cool. It's one of the hidden gems.
Yeah, it is.
Like for views in the city.
I didn't even know there was one there.
You didn't know that? Yeah, no. That's what I mean. Nobody knows that. Across from the Aura building, there is an up-top Boston Pizza. And
what?
I don't go to Boston Pizza often, but you go to that one for the view.
They got a good Cobb salad. Yeah, they do. That's what's trending on Jax.
I'm a human being, and I, as a human being, will get pizza at Boston Pizza, not a Cobb salad.
Here she comes, getting her Cobb salad.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We're going to play a little game. It's called Guess That Intro, okay? Now, essentially, there are things, like, we watch things so much that we know the intro to these things. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like the Law and Order sound.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot, I should have brought that up. I didn't even think about that. I was just going to bring this one.
It's
ready?
Okay, it's in my head.
Is it in your head?
It's always in my head.
I was going to bring in this one. Hang on. This is way back. Just throwing it back. You ready?
Cool.
What's that one?
I don't know. But I know
you
it.
Don't
like
know
I,
this?
I know the sound.
Jax.
Like, I know this.
Hockey Night in Canada.
Ask this guy.
Okay, all right.
I bleed sports. Like, that's what they always say about me. Like, I know the song, but only because I have mad men in my house.
Okay, all right. What about this one?
Friends.
Okay.
I hate Friends so much. Don't do that to me. I just wish it was better.
Okay, all right. What's this one?
porn.
That is Pornhub. Correct, yeah, Jax. Yeah. I wonder how you knew that. And the last one, and this is the most important one because this has to do with the story. What is this?
Netflix.
Bingo. Netflix. Okay. So Netflix, that is a classic intro. Everybody knows the Netflix intro, right? You just know it right away, just like you did. Mm-hmm. Kind of as well as you know the Pornhub one, but we'll get into that later.
I feel like I knew the Pornhub one quicker.
The point here.
Yeah.
Netflix almost didn't go with this.
Why?
Well, at the time, Netflix was a video service, right?
Yeah.
You used to get your videos, like actual videotapes, mailed to you. And then you would mail them back. That's how Netflix started.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And you would order them online. So instead of having going to a Blockbuster and like, you remember on like Blockbuster on Friday nights, all the new releases would be gone?
I remember like there used to be like Netflix machines.
Yes. There
Whoa.
Were. Well, the first radio station I worked at, there was a Netflix box just up the street in the Starbucks.
That wasn't like 10 years ago. Like I should.
It wasn't
know that.
Long ago.
Yeah.
So when they were launching the online platform and they were not sure if people were actually going to watch it, they were a little bit concerned about standing out.
Okay.
How do we stand out as a company? How are people going to know us?
Yeah.
And part of that is your intro. So again, they decided on this one.
It's like haunting me.
But what do you think they almost went with?
The SVU sound.
The effect. SVU
the
sound.
The lawn or sound effect.
All right. Texas, 999-999.
Damn, what would they have gone with?
416-872-9999. I'm going to give you a little hint. We're going to play Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
And then we're going to come back and give you the answer.
Oh. What? Pardon me?
You want me to play that again?
Okay.
What was that?
You always kick me out of the studio for these games and they always make me anxious. And now with that sound, I'm even more anxious.
I'm just telling you. What this was about what Netflix almost went with.
What?
What is that?
Okay, 999-999, Texas. Help me.
It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So you know this sound, okay? It's this one. It's Netflix. When they were
haunting.
When they weren't big corporate Netflix, they were small, plucky little Netflix, they almost went with a different sound to intro every show and every movie. And it sounded something like this.
Adam, that sounds like somebody's getting hurt.
It does.
Yeah.
Now let's bring in our phone caller. What's your name?
Hi. Sierra.
All right, Sierra. What is it that we're listening to right now?
I think it's a ghost sound.
You would be correct.
It sounds like yelling.
It's not. It's a goat sound.
What is happening?
That is also, they're called a goat gale.
What?
Yeah.
Isn't it like a fainting goat? That sounds like that too?
They do sound terrified, but apparently it's just when they get excited. They like to say things like, so apparently the reason that Netflix wanted to do that is they wanted to stand out from the crowd.
They would stand out with me never subscribing
to them.
Well,
that's the thing, right? Yeah. If they had gone with this, nobody would. Like, you imagine how much Netflix you watch in every single show. Every single show. You got... Yeah. That would be a bit of a problem.
I'm actually now curious, looking further into things. You know how we, like, know how they make the dum-dum sound from? I wonder how they make the Netflix sound.
Oh, that's a good question.
Into the research portal we go.
Virgin Mornings.
What's trending?
And this is what's trending right now.
Oh, sweet baby Canada's Wonderland Water Park is going to be opening for the rest of the season. They announced yesterday that, you know, they've really, really, really tried to work with the Ontario government. Park has submitted, a comprehensive reopening plan, physical distancing, capacity controls, etc. However, the water park will remain closed for the rest of the season, which, you know what, that just means we're going to have more fun next year. Okay. White Moose Cafe in Dublin is a restaurant that's going viral because they said they've had enough of influencers. And if they see an influencer coming in there and breaking quarantine, they're going to tell them what's up, kick them out, and then call the police. White Moose Cafe, they said that they're aware that an influencer in their cafe during the 14-day quarantine period, if they're aware of that, they will be removed. And they've been seeing, influencers and YouTubers, et cetera, just bopping around through red zones, which is, the high-risk areas in Europe, going from birthday party to birthday parties. And they've had enough. They hate the influencer culture.
Well, it can be a bit of a bit much.
You know, it's the influencers, we all hate them, but they're making a lot of money.
They are.
Okay. And listen, we got to slow down, man. We got to chill out because Healy Falls is getting destroyed and we're going to lose our privileges to go there. So if you've ever checked out this beautiful spot, natural, beautiful spot, Healy Falls near Wasaga, it's gorgeous. And I guess a lot of people are illegally camping there, illegally parking, littering, defecating publicly in the waterfalls and around there.
In the falls?
That's what I imagine.
Good Lord.
Yeah, so don't do that. But yeah, I guess cops and officials are going to be upping the presence. And just like Wasaga and just like other places, if we continue, we're cruising for it, okay? If we continue to do this, we're going to get in trouble. So please stop because it's beautiful. And that's what's trending on Jax.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
99.9 Virgin Radio.